listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm, getting you ready here for a new segment on the show. We're about to hand out our grades, but before we do that, want to remind you that Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Matt, here we go. We're going to do our offensive grades right now on CBD, and we welcome your phone calls to mix in with this as well, 216-578-0850. And we're going to start off with the quarterback position on offense. Grade the quarterback, Brian Hoyer, in week number 3 against the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going to give him a B+.
A B+.
And again, he was my surprise. Again, I think we all know what we're going to get out of Brian Hoyer, and I think he exceeded expectation. So if Brian Hoyer, in most people's eyes, is considered an average quarterback, which would essentially be a C, he exceeded my expectations. Of course, we talked yesterday about the missed throw, on that last drive. A couple other, missed throws and missed reads, whether he went the wrong way or he didn't on that run play down inside the 10. But again, he gets a solid passing performance by Brian Hoyer.
So you give him a B+. I'm going to be a little bit more generous with Brian Hoyer. I'm going to give him an A-. And to me, it just comes down to, and I could even say it would be an A, but for it all to have come together, I thought he played a flawless game for the most part. You just want to hit that last pass. And that's what a quarterback, I think, to get that ultimate grade, which I'm going to cap it at A. That's why I went A-. If we were going up to A+, I guess maybe we will with some positions. But in my mind, this is an A. I'll give him an A. I'll say A+ is our maximum. Okay, so I'm going to give him an A. It was one step down from the max. The max would have been hitting that pass to Andrew Hawkins that wins the game for the Cleveland Browns. But other than that, I thought Brian Hoyer did everything he needed to do to win this game for the team. And so that is going to be my grade for the quarterbacks. We're going to give them an A and a B+, respectively. All right, the running back group here. So this encompasses Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, and the fullback, Ray Agnew.
I'm going to give them a B-. Again, a passing grade. I felt like they didn't break the runs like we had seen in the first two games. The 15-yard plus runs out of Crowell and just the churner in Terrence West. But I thought they were not a liability at all in pass protection, and they did everything they could with the opportunities given to them to move the football, and which set up our play action pass, which allowed Brian Hoyer to succeed so well.
I'm going to give them a solid B here this week, and I'm going to give, if I was divvying it up, I'd give Isaiah Crowell an A-. I'd give Terrence West probably a B-, and I would give Ray Agnew a C. But overall, as a group, I thought the run game was strong. Crow averaging 5 yards per carry on the day. He was the only one who kind of broke some of those chunk runs. That was good. They ultimately did enough to set up some nice play-action passes for Brian Hoyer, so a B from the ground game for me. And you said B-, Matt?
Yes, I did.
A B-. You're a tough grader. You've been in the NFL.
I have.
No question about it. All right, let's go to the wide receiver position and start with your grades there for the wide receiver this group against the Baltimore Ravens.
My grade for the wide receivers is a B+, bordering on an A-. I think that, again, the fact that they are the group of receivers that they are, Taylor Gabriel, Hawkins, Austin, they are a, below the radar type of group, and they are exceeding expectations. And I think what you're seeing is a great rapport being built between Brian Hoyer and these guys. Brian Hoyer is an equal opportunity quarterback. He doesn't care who he throws the ball to as long as they run the proper route and catch the football.
The owner of the Cleveland Browns, Mr. Jimmy Haslam, walking through the offices here today. And I'll tell you what, I think if he was giving out a grade to this receiving core that has Andrew Hawkins, it's got Miles Austin, Taylor Gabriel, Travis Benjamin, I think he would be pretty pleased with the effort that they put forth in this game. I'm going to give that group an A. I think that when you look at the fact that of the 290 yards that were thrown by Brian Hoyer, about 252 of them went to the wide receivers. That is phenomenal. Hawkins 7 for 87, Gabriel 2 for 81, Austin 6 for 51 and a touchdown, and Benjamin 1 for 43. And in fact, on passes targeted to wide receivers, there were only 4 incompletions all day in this one. Great job by this group. They have vastly exceeded expectations for me thus far in 2014. The tight ends now. Jordan Cameron made his return, was quiet in this one, Matt, how do you see this group shaking
out? I'm giving them a B. Again, they did their job, you know, on the ground. They were they protected Brian Hoyer when needed B. I think Jordan Cameron just getting reintroduced into the offense. We saw the attention that Coach Harbaugh was going to put into the injury report of whether Cameron was, you know, was playing or was he not, and in what capacity. And I thought they were B. I think they're a winning performance. They didn't have the breakout performance, as you said. The wide receivers really shined in this offensive outburst this week with Brian Hoyer. But I think a B, passing grade.
Yeah, I give them a B as well. Not a big factor in the passing game. In fact, this was their least amount of involvement in the passing game. But they did a very good job in the blocking game. I thought Gary Barnes, Jim Dre, and Jordan Cameron, all for their part, did their best. I think Cameron's skill set, not the best blocker out there, but certainly did a decent enough job and had the 123-yard catch. I think we can get more out of this tight end group, though. Actually, I'm going to give him a B-. I think we can get more out of this group going forward. I want to see more out of this group going forward. So B- for me with the tight ends, and hopefully as Jordan Cameron's shoulder heals, he will be a much bigger part of the passing game, and you'll continue to get great all-around play from Gary Barnage and solid play as well, especially as a blocker, from Jim Dre. Finally, the offensive lines, last group to grade on the offensive side of the ball, and your grade for them against the Baltimore Ravens.
The offensive line grade is going to be an A, and I think they've had an A performance for what would be now 10 quarters of football. I think they are the pace setters of this offense, being able to protect Brian Hoyer, set up, you know, the play action pass by, you know, solidifying that run game. And I think you got to love that about Kyle Shanahan and how inept he is to understand the evolution of a football game, of when to throw and when to pass and when it's good to take your shots down the field. You cannot do those types of things with an inadequate offensive line. So I think at this point they're having an A overall grade as well.
I'm going to give them an A as well. I would like Brian Hoyer. I think if they were able to somehow generate the push and get that first down running the football at the end of the game, they get an A-plus for me. But when you look at this team, the Cleveland Browns have allowed only 2 sacks all season. They've allowed 0 quarterback hits and just 10 hurries, 12 total pressures. That's second in the league, only to behind the Cincinnati Bengals, who have not allowed a sack through 3 games. Their pass blocking efficiency is 91%, again, second best in the NFL. They've done an absolutely phenomenal job, this unit, no different against the Ravens. When you came in the game, one of the big matchups was Doomerville against Mitchell Schwartz. Mitchell Schwartz shut him down.
You didn't even hear Doomerville's name the whole game.
Terrell Suggs, non-factor, really. Neither one of those guys as pass rushers did anything. This line did a great job, so they are going to get A's from both of us. So to recap here in our offensive grades in this new segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. At quarterback, I give Brian Hoyer an A. Matt gave him a B+. At running back, I gave the group a B. Matt gave them a B-. The wide receivers, I gave an A. Matt gave a B+. At tight end, I gave them a B-. You gave them a B. And the offensive line, we both gave A's to. Let's go now to Coy in Cleveland to get his thoughts on the grades and hand out some grades of his own. Coy, welcome to CBD.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Excellent. Right. How are you?
Good, good. Well, you know why I'm hanging here waiting to talk to you? Because that offensive line, they've been doing a decent job, but you got one man on that line that hurts that line real bad, and that's Joe Thomas. Not because of his salary, but because he can't run block. You don't never see him out downfield blocking. Weak on the left side of that line is the weakest part of the running game. And they got to address that. If not, trade him. Get rid of him. We don't need it. We don't need a weak lineman on that team.
Well, Joe Thomas right now is regarded as one of the elite pass-blocking linemen in the NFL, and certainly at the left tackle, that's a huge, huge responsibility and a huge position. Is he a run-blocking mauler? No, but I think one of the things they're going to look at on tape, and one of the things that I thought the Ravens did so well in that game, was utilize their tackles to cut on the backside. I think that you're going to get to see this perhaps more from Joe Thomas. I think he's going to be able to utilize that and be more effective in the run game. But I think his effort has been there. He has brought his lunch pail. I thought he's played very hard, very well, not resting on his laurels as a 7-time Pro Bowler. I think Joe Thomas has been very good for this team, and Joe Thomas to me is not someone who needs to go anywhere anytime soon.
I agree with you, Nathan. I think it's a far stretch to say that we're going to trade him. And again, to your point, even just talking offensive football, is it's that cut on the backside is based on the coach. You know, certain coaches teach it, certain coaches don't. So, again, that is also another great thing that these coaches might be looking at, evaluating last week's performance, to see that on the backside, to know that that could help a guy like Joe Thomas who, you know, not, and I'm not saying he's inadequate, but it's to allow him the easement to go at somebody's knees and essentially get a plus in that grading box, as opposed to some struggle on the backside with a, you know, with a pesky defensive tackle that he might have given up, you know, some penetration that doesn't allow a run, you know, to break for the necessary yards it should have gotten.
Yeah, and we saw it. I think that's one of the things the Ravens O-line did very well against the Browns' defensive end. Special Phil Taylor got cut a few times. We saw him go at a Taba Rubenlow and be able to kind of push that line back. So that's something maybe they can incorporate there with Joe Thomas. To me, not the biggest issue here with this squad right now. I think there are many others. Joe Thomas continues to bring it. And as I said, one of the best pass-blocking left tackles in the game today. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we are going to take your phone calls and your tweets, 216-578-0850. We want to get into who you think have been the MVPs, which side of the ball or what positions have brought, you know, the best out of them so far in the first 3 weeks. What would be your highest graded position, period, on this team? What would be your lowest graded position, period, on this team? Top of the hour, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal will be with us as well. Which position has been the biggest surprise to you as well, and what position must improve? Let us know. Those are Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day. 216-578-0850. Zagura and Wilhelm here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.